wherever you get your podcasts from, or our own website, prismoftorah.org. This is The Prism of Torah with Rabbi Asaf Aaron Prisman.
Shalom Vocha, as we are very quickly approaching a very, very special, unique, one-of-its-kind night on Leila Seder, we would like to share with you a concept that will help us connect to this night and try to get the best out of it. As we know, the tool brings down in the name of his brother, Rav Yehuda, that the Moyadim are connected to Avos. And Pesach is parallel to Avram. Why? Because Avram Avinu is the first one that realized there's a creator to the world, and Hashem's running the world, and there's Hashkacha Pratis, and therefore it's very fitting that Pesach connects to Avram. Obviously, we see in here the idea that Pesach represents the night where we have to work on our emunah, believing in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, realizing that He is the only one that is in charge. Ein od milvadoi. There's Hashkacha Pratis. He's still here around all the time, making sure and knowing exactly what's happening. And there's reward and punishment based on every action that is done down here. And that is what Pesach is all about. But I would like to share with you something that perhaps will change your outlook on the concept of Emunah and how it connects to us. And what is so important about this night that we should leverage this potential and pass over the torch of Emunah to the next generation in a way that will affect us and not children and all of Klal Yisrael. We'll start off with a Maharal. The Maharal in Sefer Gvurois says that there's three times it says Vayaminu, that Bnei Yisrael believed. Number one is when Moshe came to be the Shaliach of Hashem to redeem Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. It says Vayamen Ha'am Ki Pakad Hashem Es Amoy, etc. Second place that the Maharal brings down is in the splitting of the sea, which is also Pesach related. It's Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the end of Pesach. Kriyas Yam Suf. It says, everyone's familiar with this one, Vayaminu Ba'ashev Moshe Avdo. And the third time he brings down that it says this idea, this concept of Bnei Yisrael believing the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is in Matan Torah. In Har Sinai, it says, Hine Anochi Ba'elecha Ba'av Ha'anan Leman Yishma Ha'am Bedvarei Amecha. They'll believe you forever. So the Maharal says there's three types of beliefs. Three times it says believing the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they're all related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because as we know, we left Mitzrayim in order to get the Torah. The Maharal continues to say that all these three are related to Pesach, and they represent the following ideas. Pesach, when Moshe came to redeem Klal Yisrael and take them out after the 10 plagues, and that he calls is the Emunah, that there's Hashkacha Pratis, and there's Hashgacha, that HaKadosh Baruch is watching over us and gives reward and punishment based on what we do. Some people, as the Ramban says, of course they realize there's a creator to the world, but they said the creator left the world to work on autopilot. And that is Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that took us out from Mitzrayim. He's always watching what is done, and there's reward and punishment, and that is a basic, fundamental basis to what Yiddishkeit is all about. Later on Pesach, on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, when we saw the splitting of the sea, that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Mivado, He could do anything. He could do anything. And that is also a very important concept of Emunah. And the third one, that is also related to Pesach, because we were let out in order to get the Torah, is the idea of the Torah came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is how He wants us to live our lives. So on this night, says the Maharal, it's important to lehaknot, to acquire these three types of emunah for ourselves and for our children and everyone around us. However, there seems to be something that's a bit contradictory in Divrei HaMaharal HaKadosh. Right after the Maharal later on, it seems to be a contradiction because he then says, and I'm trying to summarize this in short, he says that all these types of emunahs, believing in Hashem, are one-to-one with the three moyadim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Pesach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do everything, as we saw in Kriyas Yam Suf, at the end of the Pesach. Shavuos is believing in the Torah, the emunah of believing in the Torah, And Sukkos, and this is the problem, seemingly, Sukkos is the time that shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Hashgacha on us, and watches everything, and also protects us. Hashgacha v'shmira is the Lashon. And the question begs itself, wait a second, you just told us, the Maharal, couple lines ago, that this is connected to Pesach, not to Sukkos. So what's going on? So here is the punchline, and this is what I want to share with you, and this is a Mordekah concept that I saw brought down by the Heilige Mashgiach, Rav Yechezkel Levenstein Zatzal, and he brought it down based on a letter that Hagon Rav Zundel Salanter Zatzal wrote to his son, and he said the following. He said that this is such a vital concept, and it is so unfortunate that it has been neglected by the world. And that it is imperative to always learn the Sfarim, to go over the basic concepts of believing in the Kadosh Baruch Hu and realizing that he runs the world. And he tells his son, continue always to go over the Psukim in the Torah that sounds about, that talks about believing in the Kadosh Baruch Hu and realizing he's running the show. At every moment and moment, no matter what is happening, it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here is the spitz, as they say. This is the climax of what he's saying. And to the extent that a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is Lashon, U'cheshem she'adam poneh libo la'Hashem, so too, ken Hashem poneh la'shgiach alav. One to one, it's a mirror image. Just like the amount and extent and extremity that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to take care of us and he's running the show, so too, that is the same extremity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. And it brings down a midrash on Tehillim, a very famous Tehillim for us in these extreme days, that we also see the Hashgacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all say the famous Shir Ma'alois, Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha. Tzilcha, the simple understanding, Hashem is going to protect us. But the midrash says Tzilcha in Lashon HaKodesh also means shade. And the midrash says a shade is like the idea of a mirror image. Whatever you do, you'll see in the shade. The midrash says the same amount you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you move your hand, you'll see a hand. Your whole body. That's what you're going to see in the shade. And hence, we see the vital importance in believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, because that's the Emes. So of course we have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKol Yachol and everything comes from Him. But we see that not as a reward, but the spiritual DNA, the reality Hashem created the world was in such a way that whatever we do, the amount we believe is the amount HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us. And if you're medayik in the words of the Maharal, you'll see that aside from the general idea of Emunah, which indeed that is connected to Pesach, if you drill down into one point over here, there is a type of Emunah of Ashgacha, of Shmira, that Hashem protects us. That Be'emet is fitting to Sukkos. Meaning, although generally speaking, all those three Emunahs are connected to Pesach, of course, but if we drill down and click on a special idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us, that we see more in Sukkos. And why is that? We know the Anane Yakavod, the clouds of glory protected us. That screams out, Hashem is taking care of us. But it all depends on the extremity that we believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. A ripple effect of that, a result, one to one, like the shade of a person. A mirror image of that is the way Hashem is going to protect us. Meaning, to reiterate the Nakud over here, to solve the seemingly contradiction in the Divrei HaMaharal, the general idea of Emunah, all the three types of Emunah, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and he didn't leave the world, and is still here, and he can do everything that's all related to Pesach. It's true. But the specific, very detailed idea of Hashem protecting us, that is elaborated more in Sukkos. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Sukkos and protected us from everything, the Anan and the Akavod, no matter what came against us, they protected us, and that is one-to-one from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the way, that is a spiritual DNA, based on the way that we believe in Hashem, to the extent, to the extremity that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is how it's going to affect us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us as well. And that is meduyak in the words of the Maharal, that when he talks about Chag HaSukkos, he says, Shehoishiv oisam, that he placed us in the clouds of glory, and protected us. And this is his words. And that screams out, "V'zeh moire ala hashgocha v'hashmiro shayalem," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us and didn't leave us. "V'lo azavutam." And this is screaming out from Sukkos, as it says, "Poires Sukkos shalom aleinu v'al kol amo Yisrael v'al Yerushalayim." Based on this idea, how should this affect us during Leila Seder? Practically speaking, b'derech avoido. Al derech avoido, what do we have to say? So I saw another idea that Reb Chezkel Levenstein says, and he brings down B'Shem HaSaba Mikelem. He says, it's very interesting the words that Chazal use when they tell us, Davka on Leila Seder, Kol HaMarbe L'Saper B'Tzias Mitzrayim, whoever, the more you continue this Heilige night to talk and pass on the torch of Emunah, which now we see the importance of that, has the ripple effect of Hashem protecting us as well. The more you do that during this night, Harei Zeh Meshubach. First of all, open brackets, we see from here that there is a chiyuv to stay up as much as you can. Perhaps even more of a chiyuv than on Shavuos. On Pesach, Mamesh, Mefurish, you should stay up until sleep captures you. until Sheina Chotafto. And we understand why. This night is turbo power for us to be able to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in believing in Hashem and having the ripple effect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us. And I want to take it a step more. What is this Lashon, says the Saba Mikelim? Harei ze meshubach. You should say, you get more reward, it's better for you. No, harei ze meshubach. It's an interesting Lashon. And he answers that meshubach is hinting to the idea that the same person that's saying over the story of Pesach, it'll obviously affect him as well. And he will become better. Meshubach sounds like it's the same Lashon one uses for, oh, Zeyayin Meshubach. This is a wine that became better. The person will become better. He'll be connected more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in believing in Hashem. And hence, he, the Heftze, the entity, that person will become a better person. And also will have more Shmira based on what we're saying. And I don't have time to do this, but if you go into the Psukim, it's mamish unbelievable how you see it's the Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that saved Klal Yisrael. And all the Galuyos, in all, every time they were in exile, it was the Bitachon, the Emuna and Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that saved them. And I would like to suggest that that is precisely what it says, Vehi She'amda Lavoiseinu Velanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. What's Vehi? What is it? That this is the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us? There's many answers for this question. I would like to suggest, and I think I saw it in Lishoinim, Vehi is referring to the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one-to-one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. And that is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Bnei Israel, they will believe you, and only then go to Paro. Why? Because without that ammunition, it's not going to work. The spiritual DNA HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, especially the levels, the negative tuma levels, impurity levels that the Bnei Israel reached in Mitzrayim was so low, that the only thing that could save them is the Emunah. And they believed. Despite all odds that Moshe Rabbeinu even didn't believe they were going to believe, but they believed. And it is through this belief, and that was an imperative step. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, first go to them, then take the Skenim, the elders, and go to Paro, and then we can start the show. But before the element of belief, that Klal Yisrael portrayed this idea, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein od milvado HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. Oh, now they were able to be redeemed. And we know Chazal tell us, that the Geula in the future that we so badly need right now also will be done in the same way as the one in Mitzrayim. Straight away, it'll be in the merit of believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out, will save us, will redeem us, and Yiratzoin, that will tap into this potential on the Heilig Leila Seder coming up and realize Ein Od Milvadoi. For those of us who were in Israel and were up at 2:30 in the morning, Motzei Shabbos last week, you heard this huge boom, all the windows were shattering, moving. And you look outside and you couldn't believe what you saw. It looked like tons of moving stars, shooting stars. And you realized, wow, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu smiling at us. Look how he's protecting us. Einod milvadoi. I don't need to tell you all the stories of how little things that just were shot from Lebanon and Syria and were able to make it in without anyone noticing. And now it had such potential to damage. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu protected us. Yiratzoin that will take this power of belief, which is the master key for all redemptions and Mirtz Hashem, the Geula that will come b'mehira v'yameinu and will be a hasty Geula, fast, just like the one in Mitzrayim. I would like to end with a story I probably said several years ago, but it really brings the point that I'm trying to make, and that is the following. There was a bunch of bachurim in a certain yeshiva, and a lot of them were getting married, Baruch Hashem, and one of them was getting married and he's like, I have no idea, I need an apartment. My wife-to-be really requires an apartment, even a small apartment, something she... What are we going to do? We have no money for anything. So he decides, I'm going to the Koisel tonight. And he starts crying and screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. He was crying, couldn't even catch his breath. Some person in the back of the Koisel, you know, we all know, there's always tourists there. He asked him, is everything okay? What happened? So he told him, listen, I'm getting married, Baruch Hashem. But together with that, I don't know what to do. I don't have enough money even to rent. So I just had a little house. I don't want a small apartment. I'm not looking for anything. And he saw this tourist, Jew, saw, wow. He felt he was a good yid. He felt he wanted to help him out. He wrote him a big fat check for a down payment for an apartment. Then he gave it to him. He came back to the yeshiva the next day. He had a kiddush for everyone. Well, not a kiddush. He just brought mezoinos for everyone to say brachos to be moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's unbelievable miracle that happened to him. he got money, so you could say a bracha, toiv amitim, because it's also for him, also for his wife, as opposed to Shechianov. Only you're getting the benefit, close brackets. And then some other bacharim that also were getting married, they said, well, we're in the same boat as this guy. Let's go. So each one individually decided to go to the Koisel and Davin as well. They started crying and did everything. Nothing happened. They came back to the Shishiva and they said, what's going on over here? How come when he went and did everything, he got this big fat check? And we did the same thing, we got nothing. He says to them, the answer is simple. He went there because he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only place he will get the answers, and that's who he davened to. And that's why he went to the Koisel. But you went there because he got money. So you were hoping the same thing would happen to you. I think that says it all, Yiratzoin, that we will work on ourselves to get to Leila Seder. And that's why I decided to give this Dvar Torah over now, several days before Leila Seder, to be able to reach the time of Leila Seder, to be male ve'gadush in emuna, so we'll be begeder, tofeach al menas la'atpiach, for those of new, and be able to mashpia, to affect everyone around us during the Seder. Mirtzeh Hashem b'zoiche, Tobias, Mashiach tzedek mimhera v'yaminu.
This concludes another episode of the Prism of Torah. Thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something valuable. If you did, please subscribe to the podcast and give a 5-star rating. You can also find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts or our own website, prismoftorah.com, where we have a full archive of all our past episodes. We would like to thank Yonah Vefa for the recording equipment and Ellie Podcast Productions for handling all our post-podcast productions. Join us next week for another enlightening conversation on the Prism of Torah.